Imagine. You are walking along the top of a long escarpment, with a view out to the sea on your left and a view over a wide arable valley on the right, with snow-capped mountains in the far distance. Up ahead, your eye is drawn to a black mound blocking your path. You're puzzled. What is it? As you get nearer to it, it looks like one of those abandoned pillboxes from an earlier conflict. But as you get nearer still, there are no slits or windows, and as you get even nearer, it's clear it's not round but it has sides. You walk right up to it and touch the wall. It's completely smooth and like no material you've ever felt. Almost warm, certainly not cold, and you can feel and almost hear a faint hum. You walk round the sides and start pacing them out. Each is 9 strides, 9 meters in length. And there are 5 more sides. It's a hexagon. As you walk around, you don't know why, but you start adding up the length of each of the sides. 9, 18, 27, 36, 45, 54. And then something weird happens. You get a shiver down your neck and a strange thought comes in. All the digits of the multiples of 9 add up to 9. 2 plus 7 equals 9. 3 plus 6 equals 9. 4 plus 5 and 5 plus 4 equal 9. You're then just adding up the number 999 to 27. When you're sure you can hear someone whisper,
"Kodo-ish. Kodo-ish. Kodo-ish."
And at that very moment, you notice a door-shaped crack in the smooth side. And as you go to touch it, it slides open with a faint hiss. You are hit with a waft of sweet-smelling warm air and can see a diffuse red glow inside. You enter. The door hisses closed behind you, yet you feel no fear. It feels warm and safe inside, like a womb. In fact, you can almost sense a heartbeat coming from the walls. Inside, each of the other 5 sides has a door-shaped opening. You approach one, walk through, and you're now in a room with 5 sides, a pentagon. Each of the other 4 sides has another doorway. You choose one and walk through, and you find yourself in a square room, now with 3 options to choose from. You walk through into a 3-sided room, a triangular room, and you choose from one of the other 2 openings. You walk through again, and now you're in a circular room. Behind you, the door seals itself. You feel safe, but you're puzzled. You've been through rooms with 6, 5, 4 and 3 sides, and now you're in a circular room. Then it hits you. Of course, there is no room with just 2 sides. Then another thought comes in from out of the blue. It does have 2 sides. It's got an inside and an outside. Are you on the inside with everything else outside? Or on the outside, with everything else inside? Then you notice 2 buttons. An up and a down button. The down button is flashing. You press it, and you're aware that you're in a circular lift now, and descending rapidly. You're not scared, but excited. It feels like you've been in this lift before. The sound of the heartbeat is getting ever louder. After a while, you don't know how long, you then feel yourself slowing down, and there's a soft whooshing sound as you come to rest. half the lift now opens up, and you find yourself in the center of a huge circular room. It is so big you can't see the sides, and certainly not the roof. In the distance, you hear a whisper. You walk towards it. The radius of the room is about the length of a football field. As you get nearer to the walls, you realize that they're covered with shelves of books, and they go up as far as the eye can see. And just before you get to the side, you stop. As the whole floor starts to move up. Or is that all the shelves all moving down? You can't tell. Way above your head, your eye is caught by a book whose spine is glowing. As you approach it, the floor slows and stops moving, and the book is right in front of you at shoulder height. You walk towards it, reach out to touch it, and as you do, it slides out towards you. You pull it from the shelf and open it somewhere in the middle and start leafing backwards. On each page are pictures of places and people you've seen in your life, words you've spoken, heard, or written. You now leaf forwards and the pages go blank. Then, as if from nowhere, you're aware that there are 11 shimmering light bodies surrounding you. You get overwhelmed by a feeling of love, warmth, and support. You stay there for a while, you don't know how long, just bathing in the light and the love of your soul group. And now the tallest of the light beings takes you by the hand and over to a large oval table. All the other light beings sit around the table with you at the head, your book in front of you. And you open the book on today's date. You can now see all the learnings and all the experiences, all of life's ups and all of life's downs have all been for a purpose, and it's to bring you to this place safe and well, so that now you can plan your next journey. So you write down your goals of what you want to learn, what wisdom you want to receive, what heights you want to scale, what pleasure you want to bring, what love you want to embrace and to give. You write all of these down in a golden pen, the letters illuminating the pages of the book going forward. Book of your life and the book of your path, the book you'll now take with you. And as you close the book, the taller of the light being says,
"So it has happened. Ahei, Esha, ahei. Ahei, Esha, ahei. Ahei, Esha, ahei. You are Soham."
And after a while, the taller of the light beings takes your book from you and places it back on the shelf and says, "You know now what you know." The smallest of the light beings then takes your hand. A warm ripple goes all over your body. She guides you back into the center of the room towards the circular lift. She takes you inside the lift, and the 10 other light beings say farewell. Abiento. She now presses the up button, and the door closes, and you both start ascending. You notice a counter that you're sure wasn't there before with the digits 999, swiftly counting down 900, 800, 700, 600. At 500, you notice the light being has disappeared. 400, 300. 200, 100. The counter is slowing down now. 70, 50, 30, 20, 15. You're sure the lift is getting lighter, and you get a whiff of freshly cut grass. The lift counter shows 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And then the ceiling of the lift becomes clear, and you feel the rays of sunshine flood the lift. It counts down now, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And as it changes to a letter G, the door opens and you are looking out again on top of the escarpment. You step onto the dewy grass and hear a whoosh behind you as the lift sinks into the earth. You look around and you can't see the pillbox anywhere. Yet you have a sense of a new knowing and a new purpose. You know what it is now you have to do, and why you came to be.